Welcome back here to What's Cooking on Wine, the nation's premier broadcast, coming to you from Ruth's Chris Steakhouse in Pasadena, California. I'm Michael Horn, along with sommelier at Ruth's Chris and Nicole Nielsen. Mike Geary, punching all the buttons. Mike Geary, the talented Mike Geary. Of course, you hear him on the lounge with Larry Minetti and Nancy Minetti and Robert Conrad, all the superstars. He is there. You hear him on What's Cooking today.
We're the superstars.
He's filled in on this show. He's filled in, I think, for me. I know for you. Mike Geary doing a great job here. And back at the studio, Tomas at the CRN Broadcast Center. And on our show, in studio here, we have Mike Bell, Southern California area manager of J.Lohr Vineyards and Wines. Linda Padilla is also here, making sure that Mike does a good job. And on the line with us, this is a really a wonderful day because it's National Chicken Dance Day, and I'm thinking Nils Wenge, the founder and winemaker of Saddleback Cellars. Nils, do you have any like Swedish blood in you at all?
Yahoo! No, 100% Dane. I'm a Viking.
He's a Viking. All right, so forget that. It's Chicken Dance Day today, but forget I even mentioned that. This is, of course, he's a Viking. If you meet this guy, he is just one of the, they call him the King of Cab, but he's one of the legendary. You talk about iconic winemakers. We're honored to have you, Nils Wenge, on the show. Let's go back.
How did you get into wine?
Where did you start? How did you get into wine? What were you doing before you were a winemaker?
Well, you know, my father was a wine importer down south, and you recall that the last time we met, I met so many of the old-timers that my father dealt with, and like Del Cerro Liquors, just great, great stores down south. And
you're talking about down south in California, right?
And then I went to UC Davis, and that really got me into the wine-making business instead of really, well, I'm selling wine. I mean, we're all selling wine. My gosh.
We all sell ourselves every day. So Nils, tell me, you get out of UC Davis, and do you intern? Where's your first job? Walk us through your career.
Oh, okay. Real briefly. Because it's a long, almost 50-year
It's a long
story.
One, and I know. And you're just a kid.
So that's way older than you are. And anyway,
thank you, Nils.
I got my first break. Well, actually, to get out of UC Davis, I worked for Joe Concannon. How about that?
Yeah,
for a summer. And then Joe Heitz, the great Joe Heitz, Mr. Cabernet there. And then off to Nome and came back. I had enough of Blue Nun. And started out with Charles Krug.
Look at you.
So you started, I did not know you did Charles Krug. First off, Ken Cannon, the first one to do Petite Sirah by about a week.
Yes. I grew up on Pets. You're right.
Petite Sirah, that was the one I remember as a youngster going up there of drinking age, having that. And then you had Heights. Yeah. You go to Charles Krug, and so you're there with the Mondavi family. That's the legendary place.
They were together then with Rosa at the helm, mother. And sure enough, I got a break. It was a break because they had just suffered through the 1970 frost season. That was really tough on everybody.
Brutal.
So much smoke in the valley. And, oh, man, it was just everything was upheavaled. But my break was that I assisted in growing new vineyards for the Mondavi family,
So before your time, now everybody is trying to grab vineyards here and there and knowing that that's it's a time and a place in the vineyard. You are starting to grow new things in the Carneros and probably establishing that area as a great wine-growing region. Am I correct?
Well, we really did. There was the Beard property that I worked on up in Yonville, but the Brown Ranch, you've heard of the Brown Ranch.
Yes.
Down in the Canaris, and it's become famous for Pinot.
How long were you at Krug?
I was there for till 73.
So about three,
about
4 years.
About 2.5 years.
2.5, okay. Yeah. And then where do you go? From Krug, where do you go after that?
Sterling, of course.
Sterling.
Sterling, my man.
You got like a who's who list here.
Pedigree.
Had heard that I was leaving, and he said, hey, come on up here to Sterling, man. You can be in the vineyard, I'll be in the winery, and we'll play together. I said, that's fine. We did it in school. So that was fun. That was.
Did you grow up in the Northern California area? Were you born and raised up in Northern California?
No, Southern California. You know,
Southern
down
California
there.
Boy. So a Dodger fan all your life. That's good.
South Pasadena. All in
there
that
come, come home.
Pasadena. All right.
Let's buy you dinner at Ruth's Chris.
That's
come
where little
home.
Old ladies grew up, you know.
That's my hometown.
Whippersnapper.
I was born in Pasadena as well, so
well,
there you
I'm
go.
Well, I'm Sierra Madre born and raised.
Stay out of our town then, Nicole.
Go Tigers.
So, okay, so you're at Sterling. Where do you go from Sterling?
From Sterling, I had the chance going to work and starting at Villa Mount Eden. Villa Mount Eden was the first winemaking experience from beginning to end, and that was in 74, the great 74. What a blessing that was. That was just a rocket.
And you made the 74 and 78 Cabernets there.
From Silver Oak allowed me to store my wine while I was building my winery over at Silver Oak. Good old Justin, my buddy. He pulled through for me.
Now, you're at Saddleback Cellars now. You purchased property right after that, after you did the Villa Mount Eden, am I right? You got some property at the Saddleback Cellars property?
That's right. At the just before joining Groff. So I was a double header. Or hatter, whatever you want to say.
So we have to stop here. We have to stop here because at Groth,
during the week 19, at Groth.
The 1985 Groth, Robert Parker Jr. gave that Cabernet 100 points.
Wow.
And Mills Benke was the guy to do that. It's the first ever 100-point wine given in California. So I'm telling you, we talked to this guy being the king of
in our hemisphere.
Okay, in the United States.
Okay, and you know, in this year day, I think the correct term at that time would have been cowabunga.
So I'm telling you, this is the real deal. Mills, known as the king of cab over there. That was legendary. I remember that, and I tasted some of that 85. One of the great.
You know, reserve. Don't forget the reserve.
It's the I know, it's the reserve. I know a couple of guys that bought it, and they were buying the regular, and the other guy bought the reserve, and he says, you take all the regular, I'll get the reserve. That was the 100-pointer. Smart thinking. Back here with a literal who's who of legends on What's Cooking on Wine. I'm not the legend. I'm Michael Horn. She's not the legend. She saw me and Nicole Nielsen. The legend. The king of cab, Nils Venge. Remember that name, V-E-N-G, if you don't know him. He is a legend. He's a legend in the world of wine. All right, so we follow your career.
Yes. Footnote on that morning that Dennis Groth got a phone call from New York. One of his buddies said, God, you got 100. And then Dennis turned right around and called me at home and said, write down any accounts in Southern California, because I handle the Southern California area for Groth, and because of my upbringing there. And he said, try to get as many cases of the reserve back.
Get them back.
Hurry up.
Go pick it before they hear about the 100 points.
Before they get it. Are you still a partnership in Groth?
Oh, no. No, that's,
oh, no.
That's,
oh, no.
Left in after 11 years at Groth. Wonderful
but
years.
That's impressive.
Because of my own
point.
Little Saddleback Cellars.
Yes.
We
leave Groth. And
we better donate some time to Saddleback.
So tell us about Saddleback. What are you doing, Nils, at Saddleback besides great Cabernet Sauvignon? Go through the whole list for us.
Oh, wow, the whole list is a long list, Mike. But Merlot, we grow Merlot there. And Venge Family Reserve Merlot, which I overheard you guys like Parker reviews and Spectator reviews. And we just got a 94 on that.
Nice. Wow.
What year is that?
15.
So the 22.
Oh, Merlot, nice. Points.
And the Cabernet as well, Vengue Family Reserve Cab, because of Kirk, my son, you know, he's making the Vengue wine, and along with Scout's Honor, of course, that's really famous around, but he was able to gather up a whole lot of other names. You know, he's much more famous than I am now.
Oh, now hold on a second.
Winery, it's beautiful. Have you been there yet, Mike?
No, I have not, but I tasted the wines of the family winemakers. I tasted both a Saddleback U, but I tasted Vengue wines, and that was one of the first things I tasted. I said, this wine is outstanding. So he's sourcing his own fruit from various vineyards. Your son, what's your son's name?
Yes, that's right. Salencia, Kirk, K-I-R-K.
Kirk. As in Captain. We're going to call him Captain Captain Kirk Vengue.
Oh, Captain, my Captain.
So here's the thing.
Bring me the wine.
I have to tell our listeners, if you like some big, outstanding, wonderful Cabernet, this is your guy here. Nils Vengue makes those outstanding cabs, good to drink now, but if you age those puppies, I'm telling you, you get incredible, wonderful Cabernet Sauvignon. And the Vengue list, where's he sourcing his wine? Where's Captain Kirk getting the wines from?
Well, besides his own bone ash on the vineyard that he was able to buy, it's like 12 and a half acres there, and he was able to put in a brand spanking new winery and maybe get into some caves someday, but it's gorgeous. And you go online and take a look at Vengue Vineyards. Then, but to continue, don't forget my Zinfandel, buddy.
Yeah. That's my heart and soul.
Tell us about the Zin.
Pretty Annie family. Boy, that's dear to come by now. And then we've even gotten some of this Charbona from time to time, and even a little bit of Petite Syrah, just to add to the flavor column. And then we've got Sangiovese. Sangiovese.
Oh no!
Remember
from I'm so
Money,
excited.
Money Road, then Penny Lane. Oh yeah! That's fabulous wine to make. And
you doing any whites?
Spring.
You doing any whites at all?
Oh, come on. How about the Vermentino, Albarino? Of course, Chardonnay. What I'm drinking right now while I was waiting for your show is my old famous Pinot Blanc. Remember, I'm one of the pioneers of Pinot Blanc, Oakville State. There it is. I'm tasting the 16. It's gorgeous. Really great.
If you get a chance,
as an appetizer wine, any seafood, whatever you want, it's great.
If you get a chance to, do you have like a wine club, or can you buy wine there? Do you have people?
Yeah,
like, how do you get the wine?
Oh yeah, we're open 7 days a week, Mike, and except for the major holidays, and we do take appointments for sure, kind of on the weekends, you know, but during the week, it's all you have to do is call the phone number on my wall because we got started before cell phones, right? Anyway.
So you have a phone number on the wall. Do you want to read that number to us, by the way, Nils? If you can, you want to read us that number?
Oh, yeah, here it is. I'm looking right at it. No, I'm kidding.
Yes.
707-944-1305. 1305.
Perfect. 707-944-1305.
Yeah, you got it.
Excellent. Oh, my gosh. Well, we look forward to coming and visiting. I know I'm going to look forward to it. I know Mike is looking forward to it. And you're always, always a pleasure.
Website. What's your website?
Website.
What? I love my Ruth Chris steaks.
We love it, too.
They have never disappointed me. They're so great. I had my last one down there in San Diego, right there at the port.
Well, come to Pasadena.
Come to Pasadena.
What's your website?
Oh, the Pasadena one is good, too. I like that.
I'll give you a website. SaddlebackSellers.com.
So
Thank you, Nils.